This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization issued new guidelines Wednesday on the use of life-saving drugs hours after a study showed inexpensive steroids cut death rates in the sickest COVID-19 patients. The WHO guideline panel made a strong recommendation for the use of the corticosteroid drug therapy given orally or through an IV for COVID-19 patients in critical and serious condition. The panel made a conditional recommendation against using the same steroids in people with milder COVID-19 cases. The Trump administration is urging U.S. states to get ready to distribute a potential COVID-19 vaccine by November 1st, 2 days before the U.S. presidential election. It is the latest sign of the accelerating race to deliver a vaccine by year's end. Dallas-based wholesaler McKesson Corporation has a deal with the federal government to set up centers to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. More than 861,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The United States had more than 185,000 deaths, and Brazil more than 123,000. India, with the third highest death toll, has more than half of Brazil's numbers. The number of worldwide infections quickly approaches 26 million, with those three countries together making up more than half the world's cases. Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he and his family tested positive for coronavirus. Johnson announced their diagnosis in an 11-plus minute video on Instagram Wednesday. The actor says he was shocked after hearing their positive test. He called the ordeal one of the most challenging and difficult things we've ever had to endure. The actor said he, along with his wife and two young daughters, contracted the virus, but they have now recovered. He says his daughters bounced back after having sore throats for a couple of days. This is VOA News. Germany says that it has unequivocal evidence that prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was in fact poisoned with the Soviet-style nerve agent Novichok. That's the same agent living in Britain. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after failing, or I should say after falling ill August 20th from suspected poisoning while on a commercial flight. European leaders searched for the strongest possible terms to denounce the attack, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it outrageous. French President Emmanuel Macron voiced support Wednesday for sovereign Iraq and said its main challenges are Islamic State militants and foreign interference in its affairs. France also backs Prime Minister Mustafa El-Koudemi efforts to normalize all armed forces. Macron said that during a visit to Baghdad, referring to mostly Iran-backed Shiite militia groups. Macron's visit was the first by a Western leader to Iraq since Koudemi took office in May, in a chaotic 10-week period that followed months of unrest. For the second time in less than a week, a Trump administration appointee has been ousted at the Food and Drug Administration in the wake of the agency's widely criticized announcement granting emergency authorization to use convalescent plasma for COVID-19 patients. John Wolf Wagner, a political appointee installed by the White House in June, is no longer heading the agency's Office of External Affairs. This is followed by the 5 days, the removal of Emily Miller, head of the agency's press office. Tropical storm Nana is now barreling westward just off the coast of Honduras on a collision course with the tiny nation of Belize, where thousands of people were stocking up on food, water, and construction materials. Long lines stretched through supermarkets and hardware store shelves were nearly bare as the Belizeans brought materials to board up windows and doors ahead of the expected landfall late Wednesday night or early Thursday, possibly as a hurricane. Some U.S. veterans who planned to climb aboard a battleship in Hawaii's Pearl Harbor to mark the 75th anniversary of the Japanese surrender that ended World War II instead watched a live stream of the ceremony from home. The threat from the coronavirus kept them away from the USS Missouri on Wednesday and set up parades and a ceremony with thousands of people. About 50 local vets and government officials gathered on the ship. Jerry Peterson was a young Marine when he witnessed the surrender and watched the 75th anniversary ceremony from his son home in California. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.